Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Paul, back with you. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for staying tuned. We do appreciate that. Jonathan Lowe is producing this morning. Ever since this started, with people staying at home, the lockdown orders, churches closed, I made the command decision to try to have as many faith leaders on our air as possible. Sunday morning seems appropriate. Give as many people as possible from different faith groups a chance to let their voices be heard. And this morning we're joined by Pastor Paul Marzon from Crossroads Church down in Lakeville. Pastor Paul, it's great to have you back. I know you're a frequent listener and caller, and we sure appreciate that.
It's a joy to be back, Paul. Both you and Jordana do an amazing job, and feels funny to be talking on a Sunday morning when normally the Sports Center's on, isn't it?
Yeah, the Sports Huddle, and I'm looking forward to the Sports Huddle coming back. That'll mean that, A, I can take off on Sundays, and B, it'll mean that some sense of normalcy is coming back when we have sports back. So I'm living for that day. But in the meantime, I'm grateful to have people like you who can come on the air and hopefully give listeners some perspective, some optimism, some hope. Do you have a message for listeners this morning?
Yes, we just actually finished our outdoor service. We had a drive-in service this morning. And so literally people are right now having their Mother's Day brunch at our food truck as I'm inside in our prayer room looking out the window. I'm seeing people walking up safely with their masks on, and they're getting their Mother's Day brunch from Breakthrough Ministries, and it's just amazing to see that. And there's so many stories of hope going on, at least from our church at Crossroads. We've had people dropping off what we call blessing bags, and Pastor Deb and I have been going to senior high-rises and dropping them off for people that are shut-ins. We've been able to go to driveways of people and write encouraging notes. And it's been a joy to serve in this season. One of the things I believe as Christians, we're called to be fearless in the face of fear. And I've seen that really at least at Crossroads Church and other churches that I've been around in this community. I was with our daycare. We have a daycare. It's called Love Daycare as part of our ministry at our Inver Grove Heights campus. And believe it or not, Pastor Deb and I are also certified daycare teachers. So in case there's a need that we need to step in and substitute or help out in some way, we do that as well. So we went through our safety training on Friday and shared some stories and testimonies. And there was one that was just powerful to me. It reminds me of the scripture from Proverbs that says, even a child makes himself known by his acts, right? With his conduct is pure and upright. And one of the teachers there was talking about their students and how they were making little cards for best friends, so that they could send them out during this time to encourage their friendship, even if they can't be together. And one of the teachers said that, they said, well, I have two best friends. And they said, well, tell us about them. We can do two cards. So one was their friend that they knew about. The other one, she said, is my friend is Jesus. I want to make him a card because he's been with me during all these tough times. And I thought about that. If we could just have the faith of a child, like Jesus says, that we should have that kind of childlike faith. He says, at the time when the disciples came to Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And that's exactly what Jesus calls us to do, is to have that childlike faith. Think about all the amazing, amazing children that I get to hang out with at our daycares and how they are able to share their faith with me. They're fearless. They're having fun. They're joy-filled. And I think to myself, why can't we as adults be more like these children? Just as Jesus said, why can't we have that childlike faith that allows us to see the love of God everywhere we are? Why can't we be like that one child and see Jesus as our best friend who's always with us and always encouraging us? And so, Paul, I know that I just have a few minutes. I'll wrap it up. But I just wanted to let you know that I think that for each of us, we can have that childlike faith and really live out our faith rather than in fear.
Well said. That childlike faith and sense of wonder, yeah, and appreciation and living in the moment. I mean, kids, you know, don't check their phones generally. I mean, young kids don't check their phones. They're yep, living in the moment and soaking it all up. And I think all of us have been doing that. Are you doing okay, Pastor Paul?
Pastor Deb and I are so blessed. We have amazing people around us. And we're really trying to step up, knowing that there are a lot of people that aren't doing okay. So like this last Saturday, we gave out groceries to over 400 people that were in need. And that's what we continue to say, you know, during this time as a faith community, we need to remember there are a lot of people that are struggling. And so whether it's a neighbor that you know down the road or next door, or if you're in an apartment complex, you know, just checking on your neighbors to make sure they're okay. And so we're doing great. We've been blessed with good health, both of us, and we're continuing to try to help others in our community when they need it.
Well, we appreciate your words of positivity and hope. Pastor Paul Marzon, Crossroads Church in Lakeville, you're doing amazing things down there. Keep it going, keep pushing, and stay safe, my friend.
You stay safe too, Paul. Keep up all the great work you're doing to give hope and encouragement to so many. You are a tremendous blessing to our community and to our state.
Yeah, we're trying to do what we can, but I appreciate that, Pastor. We all need words of encouragement these days, but God bless you and your ministry, and keep it going.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.